We're continuing the Shir in Hishtapchus HaNefesh. We're in the introduction. In our editions, it's page Yud Dalid towards the bottom. V'chein Omar Pamachas L'talmidoi Horav HaTzadik HaKodesh Reb Nelson Zechzer Livrocho Balam Rechaber Sifrei Lekutei Halachas Hanal B'tchilas Hiskarvusa Elov Zechon Livrocho. He writes now that Rabbi Nachman, when he was speaking to his closest student, Reb Nelson Zal, when he first came close to him, there was once an instance where Rav Nosson Zal came into Rabbi Nachman alone, and he poured out his whole heart to Rabbi Nachman about things that were going on in his life, all kinds of issues. And Rabbi Nachman at that time advised him, he mentioned to him how to deal several different things that he should do regarding his ruchnius, things that he should add to his ruchnius schedule, etc. V'diber imoyoz harbe dvorim hameshivim esanefesh lahachyoisoi ulechazkoi bavoides Hashem. And Rabbi Nachman spoke to him at that time, and he told him many different things that would encourage him and that would give him chizuk and chius, mamish, to inspire him in avodas Hashem. Dvorov, and in the middle of all of this discussion, lokach oisoi adonem rabbeinu zecher tzadik livrocha biyotoi hakdoshe saviv kseifov. Rabbi Nachman wrapped his hand around Rav Nosson Zal's shoulder. He put his hand around Rav Nosson Zal's shoulder. V'omar loy bozeh haloshen. And he said to him the following words. Un weiter is zeir git, as meretzach ois des harz, frashem izborach, azoi vi faran emesen guten freind. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal presented a whole bunch of situations and crises and different things going on in his life that were very difficult. Rabbi Nachman spoke to him. He addressed each one of the issues and gave him advice on this. For this, you should do this. This, you should do that. But then afterwards, he said, and in addition, it's very good if a person pours out his heart to Hashem like to a best friend, like a true, as if you're talking to a true best friend. These words of Rabbi Nachman really penetrated Rabbi Nosson Zal's heart, ke'esh bo'eres mamish, like a fire. In other words, he got the message. V'heven takeif, and he immediately understood, asherak al yedei etzazois, that only through this advice, by following this piece of advice of speaking to Hashem and really pouring out his heart to Hashem on a regular, consistent basis, bevadai yizke l'kol ma shetzorach b'avodas Hashem, he will definitely be privileged to have everything that he needs to serve Hashem. He'll succeed in every aspect of serving Hashem. Because regardless of all the different kind of thoughts that the Yetzer Hara will bombard his mind with to distract him, to confuse him, to mess him up in every which way, and all the different obstacles that the Yetzer Hara will place in his path to block him from accomplishing what he really wants to accomplish and needs to accomplish, kulam yisaper lifnei Hashem yisborach, he'll tell all of it to Hashem. V'yevakesh meitoy rachmim v'tachnunim al kol dovor, and he'll plead and beg Hashem for every single thing that he needs. Sheyazreu lihiyos koroi liish Yisraeli bemes, that Hashem should help him to be a true, worthy Jew, to be a real good Jew. I once heard from one of the Breslov leaders, Reb Michal Zichron Livracha, he mentioned that, why did Rabbi Nachman do it this way? You know, that he spoke to him, and first he told him all kinds of specific advice regarding all the specific issues going on in his life. And then he said, and in addition, like, by the way, it's also a good idea to do this. If this is supposedly so important and so critical, and this is mamish the most important etzah, you know, for a person's success, why didn't Rabbi Nachman say, and now I'm going to tell you the most critical piece of advice that you... The answer is because we know the Gemara says that the Satan is also listening in when people talk. And if the Satan, if the Yetzirah would have heard Rabbi Nachman present it, that this is the most important, critical, then the Satan would have done everything in his power to block Rabbi Nosson Zal, you know, and to make things difficult for him to be able to carry this out. By presenting it this way, that, listen, you should do A and B and C, and also a little bit of this won't hurt either. By presenting it that way, by him not making it so obvious and so profound, the Satan wouldn't use all of his punches and all of his ammunition to block Rabbi Nosson Zal from being able to execute, you know, this advice. The Gam Siper Moreno Rav HaTzadik Rabbi Nosson Zal, Rabbi Nosson Zal told over an additional item, Ki ba'eis shediber imoy Admor Zal mimo'oras Eliyahu, that when Rabbeinu Zal was telling him, Rabbeinu Zal is Rabbi Nachman, our rabbi, when Rabbeinu Zal was telling him about his journey to Eretz Yisrael, and how he was in Haifa, and he visited the cave of Eliyahu HaNavi, the cave where Eliyahu HaNavi spoke to Hashem and pleaded with him to help him at the time in his confrontation with the Nevi'e Habal, you know, the false prophets. Whereby Rabbeinu Zal was there, he visited that cave when he was in Israel. Omar loy Admor Zal, Rabbeinu Zal said to him, She'oz be'eis amidos hasham, that when I was standing there, when Rabbi Nachman was standing there, nitztayer be'einov mamad Eliyosham lehispalel ulehisboidisham, he pictured Eliyahu HaNavi standing there in that cave, speaking to Hashem and davening. U'bezois haloshen omar, and he expressed it in these words, Ichomir ois gemolt, ot doz gestanen Elio. I pictured in my mind that Eliyahu HaNavi stood right here. And he poured out his heart to Hashem, as we find in the Navi very clearly. The Navi mentions his whole discussion with Hashem at the time. The Siper Marenu Horav Rav Nosson Zal, and when Rav Nosson Zal told this over, he said, She'oz nis'oirer v'nischadesh v'nischazek b'yoyser, that when he heard Rabbeinu Zal tell it over in this way, that the great Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived, one of the rare ones who never experienced death, the Gemara says, that if this is what he did, this inspired Rav Nosson Zal, and it gave him a whole new inspiration and new encouragement, la'asoik tomid lafarish sichos elefnei Hashem Yisborach, to always follow this advice, to make sure to constantly, consistently, on a daily basis, pour out his heart to Hashem, al kol dovor shechoser loy b'avodas Hashem, regarding everything that he feels is lacking in his serving Hashem properly. Ki hevenos midvorov hakdoshim, Rav Nosson Zal understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, that Shegam Eliyahu loizocho lemadregosoi, that Eliyahu HaNavi also did not achieve his great success in serving Hashem, sheloitoam tamisa ukvura, whereby the Medrash says that he never tasted death, he never experienced death or burial, he went up to heaven alive, rak al yedei tefila v'hispoidus. Eliyahu HaNavi achieved this great success also through his tefila and through his personal conversation with Hashem. Ki aloi kvar omar, because Rabbeinu Zal had already mentioned previously, asher kol hatzadikim loibo lemadregosom rak al yedei hispoidus betfila ubakosh lefon yisborah, that all of the great tzadikim that are mentioned in the Chumash, in the Navi, in the Gemara, all of them got to their super high levels by practicing this avoda, by speaking to Hashem on a regular basis and begging Hashem for assistance and for guidance. Vehine moireinu horav Rav Nosson Zatzal, asher mamish niskayim boy lo yimosh mitoichoyel, this Rav Nosson Zal, in whom was fulfilled, just like it says by Yehoshua, the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he never left the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Nosson Zal was the one who was the closest student to Rabbi Nachman, Oholoi Shel Torah. He never left the tent of Torah of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Baal Likutei Moran, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who kibel daitoi hakdoshe b'shleimus niflo, Yoiser Mikol Talmidov Hatzadik Mizrachim Avracha. Rav Nosson Zal was the one who received from Rabbi Nachman the clearest understanding of what Rabbi Nachman really wanted, of all of his teachings and everything, more so than all the other students. Ki Adonim Rav Rabbeinu Zal, Heir Boy, Heoras Daito Yagdosha, Kamoyer Hagodol, Bamor Hakoton. Because Rabbeinu Zal shined his knowledge and his understanding of Hashem into Rav Nosson Zal, like the sun shines its light into the moon. The sun is called the Mor HaGodol, and the moon is called the Mor HaKotan. And the Gemara, in fact, compares Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua to that. The Gemara says that the rabbis of the generation said, Pnei Moshe kepnei Chama, Pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levana. That Moshe Rabbeinu's face resembles the light of the sun, and Yoshua the light of the moon. The Omar Olav Adonim Rabbeinu Zal, and Rabbeinu Zal said about Rav Nosson Zal, Shehu Yoidea Mimenu Yoiser Mikulam, that he is the one who knows, who understands Rabbi Nachman more than all the other students. Vehu Lomad Velimeid Veosa Vekiem Kol Divriat Agmor Zatzal. He's the one who studied and taught and fulfilled all of the teachings of Rabbi Nachman Betachlis Hashlemus to the highest degree. V'gilalanu drachim yeshorim b'chol hamidos tovos, and Rav Nosson Zal revealed to us and taught us all kinds of advice and guidance regarding all the midos tovos, u'befrat be'inyan tefila v'hispoidedus, and especially regarding this topic of davening and hispoidedus, kefi asher kibel me'admor zecher tzadik levracha, based on what he received from his Rebbe, from Rabbi Nachman. V'chidesh chidushim noiroim v'nifloim, and Rav Nosson Zal came up with whole new revelations in Torah, l'chazek es kol odom b'avodas Hashem, to encourage every single Jew in trying to come close to Hashem, haloheim oksuvim al sifrei likutei halachos hakdoshim. These chidushei Torah are written in his Sforim Likutei Halachos, an 8-volume set that he wrote, Shechiberoisam al kol arba chelkei Shulchan Aruch, which he wrote on all the 4 sections of Shulchan Aruch, bipkudas admor zatzal, based on Rabbi Nachman's instruction. Rabbi Nachman told him to go through the entire Shulchan Aruch using chasidus as an overlay, to be able to find all the inspiration and encouragement and musar and yira shamayim that one can find in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. V'gam chiber sefer likutei tefilos, and Rav Nosson Zal also wrote the sefer likutei tefilos, hakolol bohem tefilos tchinos ubakoshos v'ritzuyim upiusim viduyim v'soiros godol lenefesh kolis Yisrael, which has in it all kinds of tefilos and requests and pleading with Hashem and appeasing Hashem and confession of one's mistakes and incredible inspiration for a Jewish soul, to inspire a person to remember his tachlis. What am I really in this world for? What's going to be my end? When I leave this world, what's going to happen? Asher yesodom al yesoid hamamorim hagdoshim shebesefer likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal based his likutei tefilos on the shiurim that are found in likutei Moran, bipkudas adonim Rabbeinu Zechzara, based on the instructions of Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Nachman told him to study these teachings and to try to turn them into tefilos, to try to make a tefila out of each and every shiur in the likutei Moran. The Omar Pamachas al Hatfilois Oelu, Rav Nosson Zal once said about these tefilos, Leshoin Hakosuv, he quoted the wording in Tehillim where it says, Tikosev Zois Ledoir Achron, let this be written for the final generation, the generation right before the coming of Moshiach, V'am Nivra Yahalel Ko, and this nation that was created by Hashem, the Jewish nation, will praise Hashem. Hainu, Shehatfilois Soele Nichtevu Ledoir Achron. Rav Nosson Zal wrote that these tefilos have been written especially for the final generations before the coming of Moshiach. They're going to need these tefilos the most. V'osid lihiborois am sheyahalalu ko batfilos elu. There's going to come forth a nation that's going to praise Hashem using these tefillos in the Likutei Tefillos, v'hiflig ma'oid b'ma'alosam, and he praised these tefillos tremendously. V'kosav b'hagdoma l'sefer Likutei Tefillos, bozeh haloshen, Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to the sefer the following words: tefillos ko'elu adayin lo'yhoyu bo'ilam. Tefillos like this were never written yet by any rabbi. V'hizir ma'oid l'asik b'hem tomid. And Rav Nosson Zal warned us to make sure to read these tefillos constantly on a regular basis. There are people that do one tefillah a day. There are people that do one page a day. Ayin Shom, look over there in the introduction to the Likutei Tefillos. Upam achas omar, Rav Nosson Zal once said, Achshov sheyotzu hatefillos oelu boilam. Now that these tefillos have been printed and published, and they've been distributed in the world, asidim loseis din v'cheshben al kol yom v'yom sheinayim r'moysim. People are going to have to justify every day that goes by that they don't read from these tefillos, because they're so inspiring. They can help a person so much in their devotion, in their coming close to Hashem. V'afal pikein kosav shom b'hagdoma, and despite this, he writes over there in the introduction to Likutei Tefillos that even a person who's going to read these tefillos, shegam mizeh al yana chodem es yodoy, this is not an excuse to let go of the other path of tefillah. Dehainu lasik b'chol yoyim behispoiridus, to construct your own personal tefillos in your own words, in your own language. Lishpoich sichu lefnei Hashem yisborach b'prote proteus, al kol dovor v'dovor sheroya shechoser loy ba'oisa yoeis, for the person to pour out his heart to Hashem in detail. Prote proteus means in serious detail, in minute detail, getting down to all the specifics regarding every single item that the person realizes they're lacking at that particular time. I'm lacking in joy, I'm lacking in humility, I'm lacking in talking nicely to my wife, I'm lacking in treating my kids the right, every single facet, you know, of serving Hashem. Velasois biatzmoi mehatoirois tfilois beloshin shemedabrimboi, and for a person to construct his own tfilois from these shiurim on Likutei Moran, that if a person is studying Likutei Moran and they finish studying a lesson, the person should on their own speak to Hashem, asking Hashem, help me to understand what I learned correctly and help me to fulfill the things that I learned here that I need to integrate into my life, into my daily schedule. Bein odom lamokoyim, bein odom l'chaveroi. V'rak al yedei zeh yuchal lehivosha b'chol dover. And only by a Jew following this path will the person be zeche to be helped in everything that they need. Because it's impossible for any writer to put into writing all the different needs that a person has. So in other words, even though Rav Nosson Zal wrote the Likutei Tefillos, he couldn't possibly put into it everything that every single Jew would need, you know, at any particular given time. So therefore, the need for a person to construct his own tefillos. Ubefrat, especially, lefi hashinuyim shenasim ba'odom b'chol ha'isuzman, based on all the changes that each and every one of us undergoes during all the different time periods, before marriage, after marriage, before having kids, after having kids, you know, all the when a person wasn't successful financially, after the success, every single time period has its own tefillah that's required for that particular situation. That I need Hashem to help me in the circumstances that I'm in right now. What was 5 years ago is a whole different world. Right now, it's a whole different picture. Ayin Shom, look over there in the introduction to the Likutei Tefillos, where he speaks about this. Va'ayin b'sichoi saran, take a look in the book Sicho Saran, which in English is called Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph 229. Shekosav shom, he writes there, b'tchilo hoyo ze ikar hatfila. Originally, this was the main tefillah that all Jews davened during the time of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim. Ma shekol echod hoyo medaber ma shebaliboy lefnei Hashem yisborach, that each and every individual person would speak to Hashem from his heart in their own language about what was going on in their life. Achachar kach, it's only hundreds of years later, ro'u anshei knesset ha'gdolah, v'anshei knesset ha'gdolah saw that people were getting weaker, and they were speaking all kinds of different languages, and there were many people who were having difficulty expressing themselves. V'tiknu seder ha'tfilah. And that's when the anshei knesset ha'gdolah were masakin for us, shachris, mincha, arvis, rosh chodesh, you know, u'kemavur b'harambam, hilchas tfilah. As is explained in the Rambam Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Ayin Sham, look over there in the Rambam. That's what he writes, that this was the original form of Tefillah that everybody practiced. Achal kol ponim, midina, zehu ikar ha-Tefillah. And the Rambam writes there that regardless, even today, after we have these established Tefillahs, this is the real tefillah. The real tefillah is when a person speaks to Hashem about what's personally going on in their own life in detail and thanks Hashem for the things they have to thank Hashem for and asks Hashem for what they need. Al kein, therefore, gam achshav, today also, shemespalalim seder ha-tefillah shetikno anshei knesset ha-gdolah, when we daven the order of the tefillah that the anshei knesset ha-gdolah gave us, you know, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, etc., Toiv ma'oid lehaodom lihiyos rogil lehispalalof ne'ashem isborach tfilois tchinois ubakoshois miliboy beloshen shemeviboy. It's very beneficial for a person to be in the habit of davening to Hashem all kinds of tfilois from his own heart in the language that he's most fluent in. Sheyizakeyu Hashem isborach lavoidosoi, pleading with Hashem that Hashem should let me be zoiche to serve him properly. Ki ze ikra tefillah knizkalel, because this is the main tefillah. This is the real foundation of tefillah. Ayin sham, look at the Rambam. Look at what he writes there. Vehine memela muva nizeh, automatically we can understand from this, from the words of the Rambam, asher kein gam achshav, that if he wrote this, you know, 800 years ago, that this applies today also. Shezochinu shesidralanu hatzadikim shachreihem tfilos neroz kveila, whereby even after the end anshei knesset ha'gdolah, there were many great rabbis who gave us all kinds of different tfilos. We have the lechadodi that we say on Friday night that was from Reb Shlomo Alkabitz. We have kagavna that comes from the Zohar. You know, all kinds of these different tfilos. Still, afal pikein, al yistape ko'odom atzmoi bozeh levad, a person should not allow that to suffice for him. That should not be enough. Shouldn't be satisfied with those standardized tefillos, but rather, ach tzorech laharbois ma'oid lafarish sichos lefnei Yisborach miliboy, the person has to spend a lot of time, do a lot of hespoidedus, pouring out his heart to Hashem from his heart. Beloshen shemeivin boy, again, in the language that he's most fluent in, Kol Dover, everything going on in his life, beprotis, in detail. Kol Dover protis, sheroya shechoser loy, bo'oisei hoes. Whatever the person sees he's lacking at that particular time. Hein beruchnius, whether it's in spiritual things, hein begashmius, or whether it's in gashmius. Whatever the person thinks they really need. I need money to be able, I want to go spend Shabbos by a particular tzaddik, Talmud Chacham, and I feel it's going to inspire my whole week, but it costs a substantial amount. Hashem, if you want me to do this, show me. Show me that I can afford it, I can do it, you know, help me. If this is what you want me to do, if this is going to really help my neshama, then help me do it, Hashem. That's what you want. You want us to come close to you. You want us to grow. There's no such thing as staying in one place in Yiddishkeit. The person's either going up or chas v'shalom, the opposite. So if you want me to grow, Hashem, I need you to give me the tools and the finances and everything that I need to be able to make it happen. Hold it over here.